listening to the U-Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study Curriculum. And joining me today is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Good to be with you today. We have a great lesson today. It's session two of our unit, How to Share Christ. And the session title is Start with Prayer. Now, we know as believers how important prayer is. And last week, we learned that our commission given by Christ himself is that we should go and make disciples. But we should not go on our own. God calls us to pray. So this session will help us to understand what that commitment to God to pray is all about. When we pray, we actually join God in the work of bringing others to faith in Christ. This lesson is from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8, and Mark is going to give us the point of this lesson.
So the point of our lesson today is that God calls us to pray for others' salvation. And so let me go ahead and read the first portion of our lesson today, 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting at verse number 1. First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. And so that's great. And so our first point as we look at this is to pray for all people. Pray for all people. And that's a great idea that we're reminded here. We often talk about praying for everybody. And even so, sometimes in the Black church, we have what we call the duty bound category. You know, I pray for all those I'm duty bound to pray for. But see here, it reminds us of a few things. One, he urges us to pray with petitions, prayers, and intercessions and thanksgiving. So he lists, in essence, some different styles or ways or things to pray about. Petitions, the things we ask God for. Intercessions, the things we ask God for others. Thanksgiving, things that we're thanking God for. All of those. And he said, do all of those for everyone. And Christina, what are you thinking of when you think about praying for everyone?
When we're praying for everyone, Mark, that means all people. And this is really serious. Paul used the word urge. Urge means to earnestly, to take something serious. So he is instructing us of the importance of prayer. So as believers, we need to understand what he's trying to communicate here, that we need to not only pray for ourselves, which we do most of the time, but to pray for everyone.
Right. And I think that he really drives that point home in verse number two. In verse number two, he says, pray for kings and all those who are in authority. So just keep in mind that in the Roman society in which this letter was written, the king was not some really nice community politician that everybody liked and that everybody had voted for. The king ruled with an iron fist. The king did not ask your opinion about what was going on. And sometimes the king was absolutely ruthless and unchristian. And so he is saying he when he extends this idea of praying for everybody and then mentions the king and those who are in authority, he is reminding us that we are not supposed to just pray for our friends. We are not just supposed to pray for those who are on our side. And today, we are not just supposed to pray for those in our church or our denomination or in our with our beliefs or in our political party. And so lots of times I hear a lot of Christians and they don't pray for everybody. You know, and the wrong person on the other party is in the White House. You don't hear them ever pray for that person. And so this says, pray for all people, and that's what we really have to do. And it reminds us that there are benefits to this. Do you see that there, Christina, in verse number 2?
Absolutely, Mark. When we pray so that we can lead a tranquil and a quiet life in all godliness and dignity. You know, I just recently read a book called The Hour That Can Change the World. And it's a book on prayer. Prayer, of course, can help us to live a life that's tranquil and we can live in dignity. But we have to understand that prayer is something that we have to be intentional about. And so, and that's what this book has helped me to be, especially during these days of the pandemic, when we have so much time on our hands. I sit down and I try to pray in this strategy that this book has offered me, and it has absolutely changed my life. And if you're wondering about the strategy, it's just doing exactly what we've been talking about, what Mark just mentioned, and that is to pray all types of prayer, thanksgiving, petitions, intercessions, even in silence as we listen for the voice of God. All of these should be a part of our prayer as we're praying for leaders, praying for our loved ones, and praying for one another.
And I know we're going to talk about this some later, but it reminds us that prayer has power. He says that you may lead a tranquil and quiet life. And so we've got to believe that God is going to do something as a result of our times in prayer. And so there are a lot of things that we think we need fixing in the world that we live in, and a lot of problems. And so this reminds us that God is the problem solver. And if we want to change our society, if we want to change the way our world operates, we've got to pay more attention to prayer than we pay to politics. All right. So that's a great point. And so let's go ahead down to verse number three. It says, this is good, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, a testimony at the proper time. And so this second section says, pray for salvation of people. So the first point is pray for all people. Don't leave anybody off the prayer list. But the second thing is remember the one most important thing we ought to be praying for every single person is for their salvation. What are you thinking about this, Christina?
That, you know, Mark, that's important to me, and it should be important to all believers because it is important to God. Paul said here that when we pray, this pleases God, our Savior. So it just makes sense for us to pray for the salvation of people. It's God's desire that all people be saved.
So the scripture says that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And so now Paul is given some insight. He says, now, if you want your prayer to align with the will of Almighty God. He says, here's one thing you can definitely align with God in. He says, this is good and pleases God our Savior. What is it? So we like to pray for, cars and our health and our homes and all of this kind of stuff. But he says, here's something that pleases God, our Savior. What does he want? He wants everyone to be saved. And so we know that when we pray for the salvation of the people around us, we are praying in alignment with the will of Almighty God. Verse number 8, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. So this is a great reminder and why this is so very important for us. And as we are thinking about this idea that we are praying for salvation through the one who is the giver of salvation. That's what it says there. One mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Have any other thoughts on that, Christina?
Yes. And you know, Mark, even as Christ is our mediator, we are also mediators. And we join Christ. We join in ministry with Christ when we pray for people. We are mediators for those who don't know God.
All right. So pray for all people, pray for their salvation. And this last section is pray as we share the gospel. Let me start reading at verse number 7. For this, I was appointed a herald, an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying. And a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. Therefore, I want men in every place to pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. And so that's great. So this idea of praying as we share the gospel is important because this is God's business. It's God who saves us. And so we ought to be praying to him as he is carrying out his work through our lives. And the Apostle Paul talks about this and says, I was appointed to do this very task as an apostle. So all of us aren't appointed as apostles, but all of us are appointed with the task of sharing the message of the gospel with the people around us. So I have a friend, and I would tell him he has the gift of evangelism. And I would tell him, I don't have the gift of evangelism, but I do have the task of evangelism. And so the fact that you may not be gifted in this area is no excuse not to function in this area. We all have the task of sharing the gospel with those around us, even if we don't feel like we have the gift. What are you thinking, Christina?
I'm thinking the same thing, Mark. You know, Paul did us a great service here. He set the example for us to follow. He said that he accepted what Christ had called him to do. That's what he's saying essentially in these words, that he accepted it. And he was just a humble sinner, a humble man, just like us. So in humility, we need to follow the example of Paul's. We need to share the gospel, because guess what? There's someone out there who's working against this work, and that's Satan himself. He does not want to see people saved. So we have the privilege of praying them through. This is an important work that we do as Christians.
All right. So, you know, God responds when we pray, right? Call upon me and I will answer you and show you great mighty things, the type of which you have not dreamed. Casting all your cares upon him, the scripture says, because he cares for you. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. All of those remind us that God responds to our times of prayer. So start with prayer. And so we hope that you certainly will teach this lesson, starting with prayer and praying all the way through, as this is going to be a great, great lesson for the people who come to your class on this particular week. And so if you're a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a minute, because Christina is going to give us a fantastic 1 minute Bible teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody that this is a great time to get your groups going and to use the U Bible Study curriculum. You can find the U Bible Study curriculum at lifeway.com/YOU, lifeway.com/U. It is designed for us and by us. It is our urban multi-ethnic Bible study tool. It comes in digital format, has a leader's pack. That's a beautiful thing. It aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum. So there's something for every age, and you're really going to be blessed by it. Come on, Christina, and give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, our teaching tip for today is take turns learning. Let me tell you what I mean by that. It's been scientifically studied and proven that the one who does the talking is the one who is learning. So if you as a teacher is doing all the talking, then you are hoarding the learner. All you have to do is get your learners, get your students involved in the lesson that's going on. Share the wealth. Engage them through questions or discussion. Let them examine the scripture passage for themselves and let them talk about what they see. When they talk, then they learn.
All right. Thank you, Christina. That's a great teaching tip. And we're really going to be anxious to use that one and to let other people do the talking in our classes. Thank you so much for visiting us on today. And we want you to come back sometime real soon, where we'll have another U Urban Bible Study lesson for you, friend. Enjoy today and enjoy this lesson, because you never know where God will take you.